The situation is that I've been released on bail after pleading not guilty to two charges. The first one is defamation of the president because I strongly criticize his attitude of not being advised, not being corrected. He's a man who cannot be advised. He's a man who cannot be counseled. And this is the biggest problem we have in Zambia. It's the biggest problem we have in the region. The man is just cantankerous and he cannot be advised. And there are a lot of mistakes that his government has been making because of that. I pleaded not guilty. The other one is proposing violence. And by proposing violence, what they said in the charge is that I said the president is fond of organizing people to pour opaque beer on other people. And they say these words amount to proposing violence. I pleaded not guilty.
Are you actually sorry for allegedly likening the president to a sweet potato?
A sweet potato that is crooked and cannot be straightened. Now, the language I use is the language, the native language in the province where I was. And that is not an insult. It's a common phrase simply to say it's difficult to advise somebody, it's difficult to get somebody to do the right thing. That's what it simply means. And it's not the first time that I likened him to a crooked sweet potato. I've said it on several media, but this time he had to arrest me because I am part of a group that is demanding for a new constitution and calling him a liar for having promised to deliver a new constitution upon being elected within 90 days. I've also started a red card campaign, which contributed a lot to remove the previous regime. So what he wants to do now is to harass me, to persecute me, so that maybe in his own thinking that they can frustrate my efforts. But I'm not frustrated. I'm not going to back down. I'll continue criticizing his regime. I'll continue, even as a party, to provide checks and balances. For your information, he has personally threatened me. On 13th November, he called me to personally threaten me. I'm not the only citizen he has threatened. He has threatened several citizens, and he calls them personally. Some of those people are lesser mortals, so to speak. Ordinary, simple citizens that he would call and try to shout at them, which is very unbecoming.
I understand that you could face a maximum jail term of 5 years if you're convicted. Does this concern you?
It doesn't concern me. We have just been celebrating the life of Mandela, who was in prison for 27 years. If he sends me to jail for 5 years, that will be better in terms of the length of the imprisonment compared to that of Mandela. But I'm also not scared because there's no substance in this charges. As a matter of fact, the police officers were acting under instruction. They looked very fearful, and at several times they wanted to change or to modify the charges. I protested. I said to them, therefore, you have no real case against me. Why do you want to keep modifying the charges? This is persecution. This is just political harassment. Then they said, in that case, we'll not change. We'll leave it the way it is.